I want to thank Chevrolet Meridian, Jeff, and Ralph, and the rest of the Chevrolet there. And also, one of the Chevrolet was sponsoring Shibiyas for a Fort Shlema for Esther Tobabas Devarishesh for a Fort Shlema for Soshachal Yisrael. And also, the Ilui Nishmas, Reb Gedali, Ben Reb Shimon, Nisham Shah, and Eliab, Shalim Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. Okay, we're on page Chof Hei, in Meshivas Nefesh, with the parish of Meshiv Nafshi. Meshivas Nefesh. So we learned a very, very big Yisod. Very, very big Yisod that we have to mamish live with all the time. And so in this paragraph at the beginning of Chof Hei, we saw just a little bit of a review on his chaskas. Al Yisod Inyan Zeh, Omer Rabbeinu, Misha writes a loshav LaShem Yisbarach, Sarach Lachka Mosnov, Shishchazik Atzma B'dach HaShem Tomin, Bein Ba'aliyah, Bein B'yirida. Here Rabbi Nachman is telling us that a person has to know how to conduct himself in both of these matzavim, bein ba'aliyah, bein b'yirida. When you're in a place that's a place of aliyah, when things are going very well, Baruch Hashem, you can't stop. You have to constantly push yourself and be even hard on yourself and ask always, ayye mekom kavodo, where is Hashem in my life? I have to push more and harder. And when it's a b'yirida, that a person then has to be mischazik with Meloch HaLaretz Kavodo. And there's no such thing as any place in between an aliyah and yirida. That's just a delusion that we often fall into. There is no space in between aliyah and yirida. You're either going up, you're going down. There's nothing. There's nothing in between that. It might appear to be, but if it's just flat, I think that when that happens on the machine in the hospital room, it's a bad sign. You know, so if that's not it's to be an aliyah, it's either an aliyah or yirida. There's nothing. So, yaschaluhu lirtzais loshuv lechvayt Hashem. That's what we were talking a lot about last week, and that's what Torah Vav and Lukut Amaran is about. Shifting from Kvod Atzmacha, Kvod Atzmo, to Kvod Hashem. The world of the person who's stuck in Kvod Atzmo is always thinking about, how am I doing? Am I Matzliah? How come this other person is doing so much ahead of me? And how come I don't have such a strong head that I can't learn like this person? All of those katnistika Cheshbainis are coming from Kvod Atzmo, your own Kavod. If the Tachlis is Kvod Hashem, if that's the Tachlis, then the only question is, this moment, what Kavod, this moment of my life, what happened, what can I do to be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right now, what can I do to be Mechabed Hashem? It's not about my scorecard, my record, how am I doing, where am I going to be 10 years from now, this kind of stuff. It's not the Cheshbain. Where am I going to be 10 years from now? Maybe 10 minutes from now, but right now, can I, right now, I want to be Mechabed Hashem, and how could I bring Kavod Hashem Yisbarach at this moment of my life? That's the Avodah of Tshuva. Kvod Hashem as opposed to Kvod Atzmacha. Ukshirayt Zaloshev L'Hashem, Azay Yechapis Tamit Eich L'Chabed Yosef Yosef Hashem B'mkomohu, in my Mokum right now, not when I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and then it'll be much more conducive to me. Or I used to be in Eretz Yisrael, and that's when I was really a big Ovid Hashem. Or when I'll be married, then I'm going to be an Ovid Hashem. Or if I could just get rid of my wife or my husband, then I'll be an Ovid Hashem. All of these cheshbonos, if my kids wouldn't be making me crazy, then when they stop making me crazy, then I'll be an Ovid Hashem. All of those cheshbonos, that setting up all of the conditions to be just right, they all come from and then of not, it's not Kavod Hashem. It's about your Kavod. Kavod Hashem is always the same thing. At this specific moment in my life, Bein Baliyah Ben Beirida, how can I give Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And in what way? What does he need me for? What can I do? What can I do right now, this moment? Well, Kain Beis Aliyah, and that's why when this person is at a time of Aliyah, Lo Yamad La'olam Amad Regosel Stopping Bazaar. He's not going to stop and say, no, I'm doing well, and I could just remain in this place. How does that give comfort to Hashem for you to remain? What do you mean you remain in this place? Because Baruch Hu is infinite. You can't remain in one place. You have to go higher and higher. Hashem's Baruch Hu is infinite. It's just things remaining in one place. Nothing mistopic in that. Rakia Baki Baratza. Then the bakias that you need is a proficiency in pushing yourself and motivating yourself and going higher. He called Ritzanu Harak Lachabid Hashem. It's not about reaching some sort of a goal, which is all that we heard growing up, the goals and goals and goals, and what you're going to reach in this and setting for yourself. All of that, again, there are helpful ways that a person can motivate himself to set a goal. I want to finish this masechta this year or this month, or I want to finish this sefer. I want to make sure that I visit my grandmother, you know, twice a week. Of course, it's very good to try to motivate oneself by setting goals. But the danger of that is always on both ends. If you're meeting that expectation that you have of yourself, you're meeting that goal. So there was somebody that was telling me that I was having this conversation a while back with somebody that he does the Daf Yomi, and he's got somebody that does the Daf Yomi. Then he said in 25 minutes he does the Daf Yomi. So I asked him, so like, what do you do the rest of the hour? I mean, you did the Daf. The Daf should take really at least an hour. I mean, really more, but you did in 25 minutes. So what do you do? What do you do for the rest of the hour? You still have plenty of time left. You got 35 minutes left. What do you do? So he looked at me like I was. What do you mean? What I do? I did the daf. I said, "Was that all the time that you have?" He said, "Well, that's the time that I have for the. That's the time that I do for the daf." I said, "Well, why don't you learn something for another 35 minutes, or go over it, or do a taisus or something?" Because the mentality is, that's my goal. My goal is to do the daf yomi. I got myself like a 25 minute daf. Someone says the daf, and I sit there and I listen, and okay. So then I'm like a good guy. I'm a Daf Yomi guy. I go to the stadium and everything, and I'm in. I get the T-shirts, I get the mugs, you know, whatever paraphernalia comes with it. I'm there. I'm a Daf Yomi person. So that person is no longer asking Ayim Akom Kavoda. He's not asking like, what can I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I have 35 minutes. What can I do for Hashem? I have 35 more minutes. If you don't have that time, there's something else. But that's not what he told me. He told me I do the daf every day. So I said, 25 minutes of daf. A lot of Gemara, 25 minutes. So what could you do? So that could be that the person just stagnates and he just accepts that I fulfilled my chiyuv. My chiyuv is I learned the daf every day. I did my chiyuv. I ate 25 minutes. Now I did my chiyuv. So that's not an answer. And then on the other hand, you have a person that's the reader, he's not doing well at all. So then he's not, he has no cheshik to do anything. He's just completely lost. So that's what Reb Nachum is explaining. That regardless of where you are, it's always in this particular matzav that I'm in. So for that guy that's going through a terrible reader, it could be that doing a daf for 25 minutes or just opening a safe for 20 minutes is a huge thing. It could be it's a huge accomplishment for that guy. And you tell him, wow, that's really impressive that you're able to do that. Taking into account what is he struggling with, that's really impressive. And the other guy says, hey, how come you were criticizing me that I do a 25 minute daf? Yeah, that's the other guy saying. So what's the matter with you? 25 minutes, you're not embarrassed. That's all you learned this morning, 25 minutes. That's your whole learning for the day. How come you told the other guy that he's a Givaldi? So these are two different people. The mitzvah is, it's not about what you're finishing, what seum you're making. It's about what covet are you able to bring to Hashem's book right now in your life. And if it's not about learning right now, it's about going to help somebody with something that they need. We learned, we spoke about that last week. Can you do that? Constantly be searching how to be mechabed Hashem. Okay, and so when you're doing well, you're never going to stop. You're not going to be satisfied. Not because you wanted to reach a certain hesing, you know, a certain accomplishment. That's about you. You finished the course. What do you mean you finished the course? There's no such thing as finishing this course. You wanted to reach a certain goal that you set for yourself. You could do more. Who said that that's all you could do? Why can't you do more than that? Somebody told me last year that he doesn't learn any Torah Maaseh Shabbos. So I said, like, how do you come to such a... He said, like, there's a Mokum Ptura, a Zman Ptura. What do you mean, you know? I said, you're busy? He said, sometimes we have to go do that. But what about when you're not busy? He said, no, I don't. I have this thing that I don't learn on Maaseh Shabbos. So... Because he feels that he has his chiyuv, and he did his chiyuv, and he's done. And that became a certain thing in his head that he doesn't learn Maaseh Shabbos. Maaseh Shabbos is not a time for learning. Erev Shabbos. You see this all. You have yeshiva guys that they're dragging around in Erev Shabbos. Like, Erev Shabbos is not a time for learning. Why not? For some people it's not, but why isn't it for you? Why can't you do that now? I mean, either based on nisyanus. On the other hand, when a person is going through some very difficult nisyanus, I feel him yipol chasushom yavadaz. So I feel him yard chasushom lidiyuta tachtayne rachmalas. Even if God forbid a person is in a horrible, horrible low place, lo yayishes asma. Since your avod is kavod Hashem, you don't start falling into this whole thing about I'm worthless, my life is worthless, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. There's no point in my doing anything because look how little I'm doing, look how little I'm doing. All I learn is 25 minutes a day. I'm just using learning as an example, but all your job is to search for Hashem. How could I be mizdabek to Hashem realistically in the makom that I'm in right now to get closer to Hashem? That's all. We ask baki b'shuv, and then your avod is to be baki b'shuv. And to do whatever you can to pull yourself up, anything you can to give cover to Hashem. Because even though you have fallen and you've gotten very, very far from your original place, but it's never about your place, higher or lower. It's about Hashem being with you in your place. It's not about your place, it's not about your madrega. Hashem is sending you right now in the place that you're in. Hashem is telling you, I'm here with you right now in your place. So if you're feeling like you've already done what you could today, I'm yelling at you. No, you haven't. You could do better. You could do more. Why are you stopping? And if you're in a very, very difficult place going through this yainus, and you're saying to Hashem, really, I this is all I could do. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so. Hashem says to you, "There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's Givaldi. In the matzav that you're in, you're doing the best you can, and that's Givaldi." And Hashem says, "I appreciate it. I have a tremendous nachas ruach from what you're doing. But you're not allowed to just slip away, disappear. You can't do that. You can't do that. Just to be misyayish, because all those deep worm that's." It's not, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. The whole self-esteem spiel, that whole shmuz of self-esteem. Hashem is always with a person. Ito, imo, etzlo, lekabel, nachazroch, mischazkes, v'hayoyshishol. Person being honest with Hashem and being honest with himself and doing what you're able to do in the mokum that you're in. Zo yisod ha-tshuva. This that we learned is the foundation of returning to Hashem. It's not about you, it's returning to Hashem. That's the Yisod HaTshuva. And the Koach to be able to be strong and to go through and to be Lava Mashamuch Lava, whatever it is that you have to go through. I've had this conversation Pesach's not so far off. So it happens many times that there'll be a bacher. He's very, very Yerei Shamayim, big Yerei Shamayim. He's very serious. And the family is schlepping him to one of these places, you know, like to Florida or something. And the poor guy doesn't want to go. He just wants to be able to be in his house and to learn and have a charusa and be in a regular, you know, in shul. And the parents, you know, they're dragging him off to some place where it's hot and the pool and the girls and the whole culture of atheism. So he's crying. Like, I have many conversations with the guys that what's going to be with me, what's going to be with me, and how am I going to? And I always tell them the same thing, that in that matziv that you're in, you do the best you can. And if you're able to, and if it's not what you normally are doing when you're at home or in yeshiva, your avodah is not to go to the wrong places and not look at the wrong things. And that gives nachas ruach Hashem. And if it means that you're learning a little bit less because you have to spend more time with your parents and make your grandparents happy, that's your avodah. And you make the parents and grandparents happy. You talk to them, you joke with them, you hang out with your siblings a little bit and do. And that's how you give nachas ruach Hashem, because that's what it's about. It's not about my schedule, what I normally do. I would normally be doing this, and now I can't do this, and all these things, and the shyness, and so on. So it's not it. That's the whole way that we were raised with that way of thinking. It's the loza. That's all about yourself. That's not about giving nachas to Hashem. You can give nachas to Hashem by spending some time with your grandparents. Hashem has nachas, and you spend time with your grandparents. And Hashem is nachas. If right now everybody else is down by the pool, and you're not, and you're staying in the room, doesn't mean you have to be making a siyum shas in the room, but you're holding on and trying to do the right thing. So that gives nachas to Hashem. And that's how you mechaber Hashem at that moment in your life. That'd be a reader, so it's not an aliyah time. It's not you're in the yeshiva and everybody, and there's a culture and the whole yeshiva is learning and you're excited and the gevaldige davening. No, you're in some place where the davening is not really, you know, no people walking with their flip flops to mincha or something, and you know you don't feel like you're this is terrible. How could it be? The whole year I had such an aliyah. The whole year I was learning. That's all I. Rosham says right now, your avodah might be right now to look at a Jew that's walking in with his into mincha with his shorts and his flip flops, which is not a good thing. But this guy's doing is walking in his shorts and flip flops, and to try to look at him and to love him. I know it sounds a little bit corny, but instead of looking at him critically, to look at him with an ayin tova, and that's your avodah right now. Mincha, Chol Hamoed Pesach, whatever, 6:45 at the in the shul by the pool that you. Your avoda right now is to love, Jews, with all their funny things in this, and to be dan lekalschus and to love this person and to be mechaber this person, and to see good in the Jews that are there in that minion. That's your avoda right now, and that gives kavod to Hashem right now. That avoda, I'm supposed to be the Vilna Gaon. No. See, this is your avoda for right now, is to spend some time with your family and look at these Jews with an eye and toy, and not look at them and look down at them like you're Keely or some sort of a superhero, and they're a bunch of worthless people. This person has many more miles that you don't have more than, because he wears slippers to daven, and you shouldn't do that. But it could be he has so many more miles than you have, right, to see what's good in him. This is not a void that you have right now. And that gives nachas ruach Hashem is about. That's why you're mechaber Hashem. Not about yourself. This is, I spent the whole Chol Hamoed, kind of Chol Hamoed is terrible. I had to go there and do this and do that. It's very nice that he's sincere and he wants to learn. But that's all about himself. It's not even Mechaber Hashem, where you are right now, in the matzah that you're in. Is that you saw the tshuva kozlam b'chol? Yeah. Lach gom eslaim l'kabel kvar b'tchilis aderech al atzmo, that a person should mekabel upon himself from the very beginning. L'chapes tovid, my job in life is not how this is working for me, what this is doing for me, how much I've accomplished, how many seams I've made, what madreig I'm on, how people look at me, all of those cheshbainas are havel haval. There's one cheshbain. L'chapis tamid kvod yisbo. Searching at this moment of my life how to give kvod to Hashem yisbo. That's it. That's the program. Ben be'aliyah, ben be'yirida. Now, an important part of that is what Rabbi Nachum speaks about there in Torah Vav. Kras Yeshua. Torah Vav is a very, very hard Torah. It's a long Torah. It's an El Torah. Learn that Torah during El. You don't learn the whole year, but it's a very strong El Torah. There Rabbi Nachman speaks about Bizyonis. Bizyonis. He speaks about how the left side of the heart, the Yetzirah, is filled with blood, with the dam of taiva, of all kinds of inappropriate things. It's filled with blood. And the way to do tshuva and overcome that is to change the dam into daim. And daim means silence. And silence means when there are things that are happening to you or people are saying things to you that hurt your feelings or that haven't chabed you enough, that you are silent. Not just that you don't answer back, but even internally, you accept the bizyonis. Because if you're getting them, it means that there's a reason why you're getting them. And you accept them in silence and equanimity and in a peaceful way. And by being, by dom, which means demama, which means silent, you're able to extract the dam of the Yetzirah from the left side of your heart, and you're able to do tshuva. So he speaks about one of the most powerful experiences that a Jew could have in his life is bizyonis. Bizyonis. That doesn't mean that you should be mevaz other people, alti baz l'chalodam, not to be mevaz, but when bizyonis happened to you, there's no, I don't know any good word in English for bizyonis, but I think everybody knows what those are, and we've all experienced that, bizyonis. Humiliation, degradation, embarrassment, and so on. So Rabbi Nachman ties the whole Torah together with this whole Torah that we've been learning about Baki Barat, Baki Bashoiv, his Bekiyas of Aliyah and Yerida, and being connected to Hashem and looking for Kavod Hashem. He connects it with Bizyonis. Because what's the meaning of Bizyonis? So let's look inside the bottom of page Chaf Hei. Val Yoimer Ha'adam Eich Ucha L'Avod Es Hashem. A person shouldn't say, how could I serve Hashem? Eich Agila Eze Darga, how could I reach any Madregas? When things are not going your way at work or with your family, some of the biggest bizyonis that people have is in their own homes. That it could be at work. The boss or somebody at work is mavazi, or you have bizyonis at home from your kids, from your spouse, whatever it is. And a person is going, and life is going, things are not going your way for a long time. And you're suffering through bizyonis. Mevazam my son. Bizyonis. Mevazam my son. B'shoivrim rucha ma'od. And his spirit is very, very broken by bizyonis. Bizyonis are hard. Bizyonis are hard. B'shoivrim rucha ma'od. Olav lahavin shebehechrech yesh laver harbe minias lahafach hashalokaseda lakaseda. You must understand that Hashem has given you the opportunity to change lokaseda into kaseda, which doesn't mean that we have control over the circumstances of our lives. We don't have control over the economy, or you don't even have control over your own kids and what they say to you. It doesn't mean you're in control. What does it mean? How do you change the shalokaseda lakaseda? There's only one way. That whatever bizyonis you have, whatever bizyonis you go through, which is like shvichas damim, that's what we were talking about before, changing the dam into dam. Shvichas damim, which means when someone humiliates you, you feel like you're being killed. Shvichas damim. Your blood is being spilled. You feel a shvichas dam when someone embarrasses you. Or you have bizyonis. It's a shvichas dam. Rabbi Nachman teaches us in this Torah in Vav to be makabel the bizyonis, a shvichas dam, bi'ahava, as a gift from Hashem. Bi'ahava, with great love. Hashem wants you to learn how to stop thinking about yourself and to be makabel him, to change the focus of your life, to stop thinking so much about yourself, and that's why you're going through some bizyonis, to to dismantle that obsession with yourself, to dismantle that. I mentioned a few years ago a conversation they had with a girl that was in Shidduchim. And my wife had tried to set her up, and someone else tried to set up one of the Chavrim Shul. And, you know, it wasn't going. And I had a, she was very depressed. And I had, and she wanted to talk to me. So I had a conversation with her. This was her lashon. I can't forget it. The lashon was, I said, what is it you're looking for? You know, people have set you up with some very nice boys. Tell me, what is it they're looking for? This was the lashon. I want somebody who's obsessed with me. That's what she said. I want somebody who's obsessed with me. What do you think about that? So I said, sometimes those guys kill their wives. So I said to her, I said, that's a strong word, obsession. That you get into trouble, you know. You tell me you want someone that appreciates you. That's nice. Someone that respects you is nice. Someone that loves you, that's nice. Someone's obsessed with you. She wants somebody that's obsessed with her. So she wasn't mature enough to use a different term, or maybe her vocabulary was limited. I don't know. But Hashem has ways of helping us overcome self-obsession and self-absorption, and to begin to think there's something bigger in your life than yourself. So Bizyonis is the most powerful experience of self-diminishment. And there are people that they can't take that, and there are people that grow from that. There are people that they just can't take that. I had people that left the shul because I didn't give them a warm enough kajabas or something. I don't. They're gone. That was Bizyonis. That was like a heart-wrenching experience for them, because I don't know. I smiled at the next guy more than I smiled at them. Sorry. But that's how each person experiences. But he considers it, what she considers Bizyonis. But these days, it doesn't take much to feel that you're subjected to Bizyonis. It doesn't take much. People are very easily humiliated and degraded. And those people generally are lost in that self-obsession, self-absorption. And what Kosh Baruch Hu is doing, he says, to accept the Bizyonis, Ushvichas Dam. When somebody humiliated you, that's Naveira. I mean, that's their own issue with Hashem, but they did. That's not the point. That's their own free choice. If someone embarrassed you or hurt your feelings or didn't give you a nice good Shabbos, that's they have to fix that. That's their own inyan. The question is about you're experiencing the Bizyonis. Bahava. You could experience this spilling of blood with love, with silence, in a way of silence, internally and externally. A way of silence, not yelling back, not fighting, not making anything about it, not making it in silence. La'afcha kol ledmima ushtika. They changed the shvichas damim, the spilling of blood, into dmima and shtika, silence. Ayidam aron, silence. La'harpais, and these are the main, look at the words. La'harpais mikvod atzmo, to lessen, to weaken this cover that you need for yourself. You begin to live for others, not yourself. And the other with a capital O is Hashem's Baruch. To live for the other. It's about Hashem. It's not about how I feel, me being the next Gadol HaDor, or what they're going to say if they, you know, what are they going to say about me if I did this or I did that, or if I something good or something bad, or what they think. L'harpis mikvod atzmo. Ki rak ayidei zeh. Only when a person really goes to it, when a person goes to a bizyonis in a way of shtika, when you go through shvichas damim in a way of demima, of silence, and acceptance, b'ahava, not just tolerating it, but even b'ahava, appreciating that Hashem is pulling you closer to Him and away from yourself. He's pulling you towards Him. And that's why you had to go through that bizayon. That's why you went through that bizayon. Again, that doesn't free the other person who did it to you. whatever the that's something else. But as far as your experience and how you experienced it, la harpes mi kvayt atzmai. To let go of yourself, mi kvayt atzmai, because that's the yisod of tshuva. That's the yisod of everything, is letting go of yourself. It's establishing a new center in your universe. And Hashem is the center of your universe, not yourself. So through bizyonos, as hard as they are, the person begins to let go. To let go. Again, he could be destroyed by it, but that's his avodah. He could ask him. Rabbi Nachman says that by doing that, you draw upon yourself kovod of Hashem. You become surrounded by there's a hashra of kovod. The Shechina goes up. The Shechina goes to kovod Elokim. You made room in your life. Hashem is bar. You cleared out the dam through your demama, through your silence, through your vayidom, and accepting with ahava the bizyanis. It could be something even that's just very silly, not even something I did to you that, you fell down or something. Yeah. And you didn't get hurt, but it was embarrassing or something. There was somebody from my mishpacha that was in a shopping in the parking lot that was all from people, and her shekel blew off. She was chasing it like around the whole parking lot. And she said she could never, ever, ever. She was telling me, how's she ever going to look at these people? She's all embarrassed. And she's running around trying to catch a shaitel like a chicken, like a parus. She's running after a shaitel, the whole parking lot, kept on blowing away the shaitel. So, it's funny, but she was very, very, very embarrassed. People standing there, she's a shaitel running, chasing after a shaitel. So, to be able to laugh at yourself and to let go of yourself and to be able to accept that this yonis is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn your eyes towards something bigger than yourself. An avodah. It's a big avodah. It's a big avodah. If there's somebody that you respect that hurt your feelings, somebody that they disappointed and hurt you and so on, it's a very big avodah. But it's a shifting of one's entire way of looking at life, away from oneself. If you succeed, if you fail, then you just become more lost in yourself, angry and resentful and all bad stuff, a lot of bad stuff. A person understands that there's no tachlis in looking for my own kavod. The bizyon is a reminder that forget about your own kavod. Forget about your own kavod. I forgot there was once that I remember that one of the presidents, I think maybe it was President Ford. It's a long time ago, but I remember he was, one of the, I don't remember, he was trying to play golf. And there was like, he had all these, like, all these photographers and newspaper people going. And he hit the ball and it bounced off a tree and it came back at him in the forehead. And like the whole world had the biggest lift because the more chash of the person, and the bigger the bizyonos, the funnier it is. And there was the whole world was talking about how the president of the United States got hit in the head by his own golf. I don't know how he took it. I think he was okay with it. I don't remember what happened. But it doesn't have to be that anybody did to you. You did to yourself something silly. Something silly happened. It's embarrassing. And to be makabel the bizyonos, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you at that moment, forget about your own COVID. You can be the president of the United States. It's going to be bizyonos for you. Doesn't make a difference. When I decide that it's time for bizyonos, it's bizyonos. It's not about you. It's not about kved atzmacha. Barak es kved Hashem hu mavakeh. Stop looking for your own covenant. Let go of them. And be a person that's seeking kved Hashem. Barak es kved Hashem hu mavakeh. Kved Hashem hu mavakeh. I was reading some time ago about a certain person that was a very, very, very big kanoi in Eretz Yisrael. That means a strong kanoi, like from the Turekata, from that chevra, a very, very, very strong kanoi. And he was back, this goes back many, many years ago, and he was doing all kinds, protesting and screaming and yelling and all the toy car to business. And his number one enemy, of course, was Ben Gurion. That was his, he was the number one enemy was Ben Gurion. And they were interviewing something because he said some horrible stuff about Ben Gurion. And they interviewed Ben Gurion about this guy, like, what are we going to do with this guy? And Ben Gurion said, I have tremendous respect for him. I have respect for him. He's he what he, his hatred for me is very sincere, and he means it like he means it l'shem shemayim. I think he not I think he's nuts and everything, but that's what he, but I have respect for the guy because everybody else is taking money and bowing down and doing this and all kinds of stuff, and he's not. He wouldn't take a penny from me. He hates me, Bahamas. He hates me. He sees me. He didn't use these words, but he sees me as the devil, as the sitrach, and he's fighting against me because he sees me as someone who's preventing Mashiach from coming, and I respect him. I don't like him. I think I think he should be locked up or something. He's dangerous, but I respect the guy. That's what you're saying. I respect him. He's a he's a baldeus. He's somebody that he's not working for himself. That's what he's working for. He's working for Hashem. His twisted perception of God and warped interpretation of Yiddishkeit, but he's working, you know. It's not about himself. It's not about himself. Again, that's not, that's just about, that doesn't mean it's a good thing with that people do all kinds of crazy things. It's not about themselves, like that guy. But letting go of yourself and having a higher cause. You just have to, of course, the higher cause has to be a Kadosh Baruch. You have to be very careful. You shouldn't, your higher cause is not something that's not a higher cause. It should be a Kadosh Baruch. That's it. Kavod Hashem. Rak is Kavod Hashem Humvakish. Mizahari Nimsa Lufan of Tomid. Kavod Hashem. Every second of our lives, it's available to us. You don't have to go to Yerushalayim to find Hashem. To give Kavod Hashem, you don't have to leave the hotel, the Pesach program, to go to find the shul somewhere to give Kavod Hashem. You can give Kavod Hashem right here, right here, right now. Hashem is here. Imcha, Itcha, Etzlecha, every second. And he wants you to do something to give him cover. You can give him cover in this moment, in this place, where you are right now. To give cover to Hashem. And stop thinking about how this is not the way I give cover to Hashem. I can't believe that that I'm in this place. How could this have happened to me? Why am I that? All that stuff is about Vodcha, not cover to Hashem. And stop talking about yourself. Give cover to Hashem as well. And to give cover to Hashem is right now, you could give because Hashem is with you all the time. I am a kind of kvodim, malach alavitz kvoida, Hashem is ben ba'aliyah, ben b'yirida, baki b'rotze, baki b'shayim. So lamaisa, kasher ha-yesod hu amiti. So Rav Kivak writes that when the yesod of a person's Yiddishkeit is real, it's honest, it's amiti, it's the real thing. Shemavakish rak kovet eloki. His goal of life is kovet eloki. As I shach tomit leschazek keroi, then that person will always be able to hear words of chizik and be mischazik, and also words of hisarus, and not get insulted. Someone says you could do better, and it's true, and you're honest about it. You're not insulted. Other rabbi, someone says, well, that's it. That's all you could do. 25 minute afyomi. You're not insulted. Other rabbi, he's right. I can give more kavod to Hashem, and you could always be mischazik. The truth is that in this point that I'm in life, where I am right now, I have more than 25 minutes to learn a day. And the fact that this guy said that to me, and I felt a little bit ashamed or embarrassed about it, the Kavod of Hashem is calling out to me by saying, you could do better right now, because Hashem is the one who's telling you that. Just like David Melech said, that Hashem Amar Kala, Hashem told him to curse me. Hashem told Shimi Ben Gera to curse me. Shimi Ben Gera, that's his aveir? It's not my business what his averus are. But where did that come to me? Where did the Vizion come to me? Donal said it came to me from Hashem as well. He was the one that sent somebody to make Mizionis of me. That's Dodo Melech. So it could be his service, could be his chaskus. But when it's about yourself, and someone comes to give you chizik because you're going through a difficult time and you're not doing so well and you did a different averus, and someone's trying to give you chizik, and you just sit there, I can't, and you just, I can't do this, you just, you get your beer and you put your hood on and you just sit there like a zombie and you read the time, I'm done, I'm not going to shul, I'm not going to yeshiva. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. He's not able to hear any chizik at all. This is about himself. As far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's right here. In the bar. He's right here with you. In the sewer. He's right here. Why can't you mechaben him right now? Make a l'chaim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do something good. Why can't you do it? Because it's about you. Because you lost your self-esteem. Because you're worthless. You're nobody. You're nothing. It's all about you. Now, the yesod of all of us, Hashem, Malkit of Hashem, is bittul. Great Hashem, not your own covering. Not winning awards, not accomplishments, not how great you are, not how smart you are, not what people think about you. It's all just one thing. Covered Hashem is born. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week we'll start Simon Beis. Hashem. Go ahead.